With us today is Larry Kudlow, and we're trying to decide which way the economy is going, and I hope Larry Kudlow is optimistic. How are you, Larry?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Good. The stock market is going up and down, seesawing left, right. Where are we?
Well, we're trying to figure out whether Team Biden is going to destroy a perfectly good pandemic recovery, which has been undergirded fundamentally by lower taxes and regulations from the Trump administration. The question is, after his press conference and accusing rich people of not paying their fair share, which is a big lie, I have the numbers to prove it, I think the investors want to know, is this stuff going to really go through? All right, are we going to create all these new welfare programs without any work requirements or any education requirements? Is that going to force huge deficits? And is that going to force the Federal Reserve to pump in more money for inflation? Are we going to tax all these companies, the large companies, the small companies, people that own family farms and ranches? How bad is this story going to be? You know, nobody can have much confidence. It's not good. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. As you know, I've always said that. And what they ought to be doing, if they were serious about boosting the economy, instead of all this big government socialism and welfareism, they ought to just make the Trump tax cuts permanent, stop decimating the energy sector, and just let private enterprise run with the ball. But alas, they're going to have to intervene. And it's the intervention here that's worried investors. That's my take.
But what bothers me is the fact that it doesn't seem like the Biden administration has done anything right.
Yes.
I mean, everything they've done with the pipeline, with the American pipeline, the Russian pipeline, the electric cars, the borders, Afghanistan. If you gave me $1 million, I can't tell you what they did right.
If I could, I would. Nothing. So the FDA rejects the administration's booster shot. The Pentagon acknowledges that the drone strike didn't kill any ISIS terrorists. Instead, tragically, it killed a bunch of children. And even the French ambassador, my friend Philippe Etienne, he closes up shop and goes to back to Paris. I mean, that's just one day.
Well, that's the right thing because of the fact that they wanted to give Australia diesel submarines and America and Great Britain nuclear submarines. I mean, what are you going to do with diesel submarines if there's a problem in the Pacific?
Yeah, no, I think providing Australia, which is our great, great ally and friend, providing them with nuclear submarines is an excellent idea. And it will certainly help anchor our defense against China. So that's a good idea. But the bungling, John, is that we should have informed the French government. I mean, Macron is, more or less a friend. As I said, his ambassador in Washington, I know him very, very well, Philippe Etienne. He's an awfully good guy. So here it's like Afghanistan, John. The end motive is okay. It's the execution that's completely bungled. And in this case with Australia, I think the plan was correct, but the execution was bungled. Why not let France know? Why not let all our allies know? Just like in Afghanistan, right? We didn't tell any of our NATO allies, and NATO had 8,000 troops in there. So, this is the Keystone Cops. I don't know if you remember years and years ago when the Mets started playing and Casey Stengel was the manager and he wrote a book or somebody wrote a book, Can Anybody Here Play This Game? That's what I would say to the Biden.
Larry, the other big item is you're taxing the poor because food prices are going up almost 10%. And fuel prices, gasoline prices are going up 50%. I mean, that goes directly to every middle class, everybody middle class and below.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's another one, too. Look, this methane tax plus the higher corporate tax is going to cause utility prices, essentially natural gas prices, to go sky high. And the people who depend on that the most are the middle class. They're the ones who have to pay the out-of-pocket. So the electricity bills and the power bills are going to go way up if this stuff is passed. But I do want to say this. we have created a Save America coalition of conservatives, myself, Brooke Rollins, Steve Moore, Linda McMahon, a whole bunch of us. We're going to put together, it was announced today, there was a story in yesterday's Washington Post about it. Save America killed the bill. Save America killed the bill. We're going to try to kill the bill. And we've got a lot of people joined together, and we're just going to make common sense, factual arguments, not the big lie, like the rich don't pay their fair share, but we will put facts into this. And it is the middle class, the judge is right, it's the middle class going to suffer the most.
Larry Kudlow, thank you so much for coming on today, and God bless you, and thank you for giving Americans the right guidance in what the hell is going on with the economy. God bless you, thank you, and have a great
week. Thank you, John.